Hello, it's Randy speaking.
Hey, Randy, it's Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Pete, doing pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah, these guys are the most really hard to get a hold of, man. Every time I called this morning, first when I got in, Jim's out to the bank or something every time. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna keep trying here, but you know, I don't know how serious these guys are.
Here was what we were thinking. Can we not just get them? I mean, mainly what we were trying to do, so we didn't waste a bunch of people's time. You know, is just see if we could get them pre-approved for a certain amount. Jim's been leaving me some messages and said that he's not really getting any answers, and that pricing that we sent him was, you know, that was the pricing that we'd used before minus their buyout amount, because their buyout had actually, you know, they'd gotten rid of their buyout amount. So we haven't really formally gone in and actually, you know, redid our pricing. It's going to be pretty close to that.
Okay.
But we didn't want to waste anybody's time because of the credit issue. So is it not,
yeah.
Can we just not like the, hey, we're, you know, it, for the amount that we sent you, you know, that pricing that we sent you, I mean, is that going to be, I mean, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it'll work, but I can't give you any like definite pre-approval. All I really need from them is to fill out an application. We have to just run their credit on a soft pull one more time. We have the invoice. I really just need an application from those guys, and you know, we can move forward here. A few bank statements, but pretty much everything they sent us in last time, I've just been trying to get a hold of them for the past week here, and you know, just kind of touch base. Hey, this is what I need. I spoke to Randy. He gave me the pricing. You know, just crossing our T's, dotting our I's here, and you know, just haven't been able to get a hold of him for the most part. I'll try him again in a few minutes when I got off the phone with you, and you know, see if Jim's back or even Joe too. They're both kind of always out.
Right.
That's really all I need, man. Is just an application. We have the invoices ready to go, and I mean, we're probably, if you're saying you're gonna, you know, do some numbers, you know, they're pretty close, but we need definite. So if you want to, after I get them to send in the application, we're going to need some fresh invoices, and I think like some business bank statements from them, but that's all on their end. But
okay.
You know, I really just need to touch base with them for the most part here, Randy.
Okay, so you're all waiting on them to send back the application.
Yeah, yeah, I've left them a couple voicemails. They're really not easy. But,
okay.
You know, I'll get that from... All right,
yeah,
sounds good.
I mean, he's tried to reach out and contact me a couple times, and I haven't got back to him, but...
It's weird because I keep leaving him voicemails. I don't know why he keeps calling you. I understand why he needs to call you, but like, if this guy just gave me a ring back here,
yeah.
He'd have this almost done by now.
I'm going to send him an email, and then hopefully he'll get back to you, okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give him a call in a few minutes. I called him about 2 hours ago or an hour and a half ago, so maybe give him a little bit of time to get settled. I know it was a long weekend, kind of coming back in here, get everything straight, but... I'll touch base with you after I give him a call.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.